CrossFit School of Sweat podcast, episode 53. Today I want to talk about getting your money's worth. No matter what we're doing that's costing us money, we want to make sure we don't get ripped off. That's just kind of a fundamental aspect of the monetary system that us humans operate in. If you're going to a restaurant, you want to make sure you get your money's worth. And if the food is not good or it's not prepared the way you wanted it, you'll send it back to the kitchen or you'll complain about the bill or, you know, whatever. If you order a product online and it comes back or it gets delivered to you not 100% what you expected, you will send it back or you'll call the company and complain, whatever. Because you didn't get your money's worth. Well, how does that apply in the gym? You're paying for a gym membership. The gym is providing you with a place to work out. They're providing you the equipment to work out with. If it's a structured gym like a CrossFit is, they're providing you with a coach. They're providing you with a workout plan, a program to follow, all that good stuff. How do you know if you're getting your money's worth? Well, on this one, the only way to determine if you're getting your money's worth is to look in the mirror. I'm not calling out anybody that comes to our gym, or if you don't come to our gym but you happen to be listening to this, I'm not calling you out. I'll let you do that for yourself if that's the case. But every day you need to take a good hard look at yourself in the mirror and say, did I get my money's worth for what I paid for today? In the CrossFit world, that would mean, did I give this workout my absolute best effort? You don't have to be the best you've ever been every day. But whatever your best is for that day, that's what you need to give. And did you give your best? Or did you not? You're the only one that really knows what you had in the tank that day. Did you use it all? Or did you kind of coast through it at 55? You left the cruise control on. You kind of stayed in the slow lane a little bit. Let yourself get past. And you just kind of stayed safe. Didn't want to take any chances. Or did you drive like you normally do? Head to the fast lane. Curse out everybody that's slowing you down and do your best to get to your destination as quick as possible. So, getting your money's worth from your gym experience is pretty much on you. That's the one difference that the gym provides from the service standpoint. Now, if the gym doesn't provide you with good instruction, that's another thing. That's another topic. If the equipment your gym has is inferior, they got a lot of broken stuff and or not enough stuff to go around, well, that's a whole different ball game. But I know at my gym, that's not the case. So take that look in the mirror. David Goggins calls it the accountability mirror. You got to look in that mirror and you got to be 100% brutally honest with yourself. I've looked in that mirror before and I've been able to tell myself, you didn't give it your best today. It sucks. And it does make me come back the next day a little more focused, a little more intent on making sure I'm not going to say that to myself again. But it happens from time to time. But what you want to do is you want to hold yourself to a standard of, when I'm in the gym, I'm going to give my best effort today, regardless of what that is. You might not be at your best, but you can always give your best. And that's what it's all about. Giving your best effort based on what you have to give that day. So just wanted to throw that out there today. Something to think about. Are you getting your money's worth? Are you getting your money's worth? Every class costs the same, so why not get the most out of every single one of them? That's all I got for today. Take a look in that mirror. See you in the gym.